Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Coming up, one of the lighter segments that we've put together during this era of COVID-19, a chance to talk about the social dimension of working from home, staying from home, what effect our family relationships have from that. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll talk about what we wear as we work. You have people that are working at home in pajamas, barely dressed, others who dress up to do their work. Nick Roman actually dresses up more to host All Things Considered from his house in South Orange County than he did when he came into the studio. He puts a tie on and he's going to work. So I'd like to hear a little bit about what influence you think that will have once people start returning to the office somewhere along the line. But first, speaking of the workplace, let's talk about the business impact of COVID-19, where we know that tax receipts have just cratered for the city of Los Angeles. They're looking at a huge budget deficit, as are other cities proportionately. The state of California, which relies very heavily on high-income earners, looking at its tax receipts going down. All of this representative of the hit that business has taken in our state. And with us to talk about it, the CEO of the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation, Bill Allen. Bill, good to have you with us again. Appreciate it.
Larry, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You have a new analysis that I know is coming out today. Let's talk about some of the headline findings here. You want to start us off with the biggest news?
Absolutely, Larry. This is a piece we're publishing this afternoon at the laedc.org website and releasing it, obviously, broadly through the community, called Southern California Employment Impact of COVID-19. And I should note that the most recent information from our state's Employment Development Department last week was based on March unemployment filings. And so it only showed a 6.3% level of unemployment in Los Angeles County. And while that was up substantially from the 4.3% in the prior month, it does not reflect the reality of how many people are employed right now in April or are likely to be by the time additional layoffs take place this month and next. And so our economists in our Institute for Applied Economics began looking forward and taking it sector by sector, what's happening in the food preparation and serving sector and the sales and retail sector and personal care and services, et cetera. And unfortunately, they've identified 2.8 million job losses across the 10 Southern California counties. 2.8 million people, we're projecting, will be displaced from their jobs, either in layoffs, furloughs, or substantial job reductions, hour reductions.
Now, do you have a sense of where we are in that continuum of job loss? Are we like halfway through that, or where are we?
Good question. So the California numbers that were published as of April 11 for unemployment filings showed 2.7 million initial unemployment filings across the state as of the week ended April 11. We are, in Southern California, fully half of the state's population, and so you can assume that at least half of those 2.7 million jobs have been lost in this region. But we know that more than that, more than half have been lost because of the disproportionate number of service-oriented jobs here in our region.
Makes sense.
We would probably estimate well more than half of the 2.8 million were lost as of April 11. Every day you are hearing companies announce layoffs. Disney announced nationwide, or perhaps it was worldwide, 100,000 furloughs of employees. And more of these are happening as companies are running short of capital. And it is particularly concerning in light of the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program, which is awaiting refunding. And as I think I heard you mention earlier, in the program, we hope the Senate will vote in favor of an addition to that program this afternoon, and we hear the House may vote on Wednesday or Thursday. We hope the President will quickly sign, and the program will be refunded by the end of this week, because we know that it barely scratched the surface of need and really did not address microenterprises or community-serving nonprofits. Of these 2.8 million jobs we're projected losing by May, in our region, a sector that's not often talked about is community and social services, which we project to lose over 100,000 jobs. These are our nonprofits 83% of whom, according to a Reuters News survey, have experienced significant financial harm from the pandemic, and yet more than half of them are experiencing an increased demand for their services.
Yeah. And I mean, just speaking from KPCC, and not that we're providing life-saving services or anything, but our audience numbers have just exploded upward as more and more people are seeking information. LAist.com, the visits to the site have just dramatically increased. But like every other nonprofit, car donations, a huge thing for us. Nobody's holding car auctions. No one's buying cars to replace their older ones. We're seeing underwriting, just, you know, all those organizations that would be publicizing events and the like stopping. So, you know, it seems like virtually every nonprofit has its story. Not just the ones that are dependent on performances, because that's very obvious. If you're an L.A. Phil, that's really obvious what the crisis is. But I'm surprised it's not more than 80%.
Yeah, well, so many of them put on events, even if they're smaller community-serving events, that raise money for their missions. So many of them rely on donations. Some of them rely on government contracts, fee-for-service contracts, and as you've alluded to, our cities and state are going to be in deficit and financial crisis for quite some time to come. The loss of sales tax revenues, the loss of bed taxes from our hotel industry, the loss of gross receipts business taxes in the city of Los Angeles, lower income taxes projected are going to have a significant impact. We heard Mayor Garcetti talk in his State of the City address about furloughs for, I think, 10% of the time of the workers. They'll be furloughed. It's significant what the impacts are going to be, and those are going to continue to put a strain on the social service organizations we need to help us get through this crisis.
We're talking with the CEO of the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation, known as the LAEDC, Bill Allen, with us. It's a nonprofit itself that collaborates with the public and private stakeholders throughout Los Angeles County to guide economic development. We're talking with him about a new analysis that the economists at LAEDC put together. It comes out later this afternoon. Bill, is it too early to look at how long it might take once some of these sectors start to come back for them to recoup? And I'm thinking of, you know, restaurants, because we all have a sense of what's involved. They're very visible. If you're going to have restaurants, let's say, that start coming back with half the tables for dining on site that there would have been in the past, and perhaps smaller staffing as a result of that, do we have a sense of you know, is that going to enable restaurants to in a narrow margin business like that, even operate profitably?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, Larry, and 700,000 of the job losses in that 2.8 million figure I gave you are in that sector. And as you say, if restaurants are allowed to open with limited occupancy, which is the right way to do this to ensure safety of everyone involved, the workers in those restaurants and their patrons, they're not likely to be able to afford. In fact, they simply won't be able to afford to bring all their staff back. So that means less cooks, less servers, less dishwashers, et cetera. And even with that reduction in staffing, given the rent obligations and energy obligations and loan obligations that these restaurant owners have, it's not likely that they will survive unless they get concessions from their landlords. But at the same time, those landlords need to be treated favorably by those who hold their mortgages.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have to share in the pain of this. You've seen in the last couple of days in Los Angeles, Rick Caruso on television. Rick is a longtime member and supporter of the LADC, and so I've been listening keenly as he's talked about the importance of getting our smallest restaurants and smallest retail stores back open, because they are the least well capitalized to withstand this economic shock and the loss of revenues. And he's also said that he is offering rent abatements, and he thinks that more landlords who can should, but he acknowledges he himself has loans, and so he's expecting his bankers to show some forbearance in this situation so that everyone can help our smallest businesses get back on their feet.
Well, yeah, and for landlords, it's not like there's a line of people waiting to take over those spaces. So for, you know, if a landlord is looking at evicting someone from a space, that doesn't net them anything.
You're absolutely right. And the fact is, if you evict a restaurant and ultimately someday find another restaurant willing to come in, you're going to have to provide tenant improvement investments for them at your expense to get the new space ready for a new restaurant. It doesn't make any sense financially. This is the time for everyone to share in the pain. But it's also essential that this next round of the Paycheck Protection Program really be focused on the smallest businesses, micro enterprises, and nonprofits. As I understand it, they're going to now allow, I think, an extra $60 billion of funds to flow through community development financial institutions, credit unions, even smaller banks than in the first round, maybe even some city funds, because our city of Los Angeles, our county of Los Angeles, our state of California have been doing the best they can to fill the gaps in the federal program to get to money to these smallest enterprises, to get money to folks without regard to their immigration status, to ensure that no one is left without survival capital during this moment. Right?
Bill, because I've heard the part about the community banks getting some preferential treatment in this second go-round of PPP. Are the community banks significant players in Southern California for small business lending?
They absolutely are. And I will tell you, we operate a very successful award-winning small business assistance program at the LADC for more than 25 years. We count its success by the number of jobs it helps attract or retain for our region. And it's literally in the hundreds of thousands of jobs we've helped bring here or grow here or retain here when they were at risk of leaving. That group has been helping many small businesses, micro enterprises, and nonprofits access relief capital, and they've had the best results with the community banks. I can tell you many of our local community-serving banks have gotten loans already funded from the first round of PPP to micro enterprises and small community-serving nonprofits. They have been a real lifeline.
Bill, thank you so much for being with us today. There's so much to talk about. I hope you'll join us again soon, and we can talk about some of these other sectors and what your economists at LAEDC have uncovered.
Larry, I'd be delighted to, and I hope your listeners will visit laedc.org/coronavirus. It lists all the resources available to businesses, nonprofits, and even individuals in our communities, and that's where we'll post the report later this afternoon.
And, in fact, you don't even have to remember the site, because we will link to it from our AirTalk page, kpcc.org, and then it'll take you right to the LAEDC website for their special resources on COVID-19. Bill Allen, CEO of the LA Economic Development Corporation, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thanks, Larry. You're the best.
Thank you. It's AirTalk on 89.3 KPCC. We'll take a little breather from this heavy stuff about the local economy and how much suffering is taking place here in Southern California to talk about, for those working from home, the fashion choices they make there, how much of that might transfer back to the office or other workplace once jobs return. It's AirTalk on KPCC, back in 90 seconds.